This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
NFL draft yesterday got underway from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Weird scene there.
Weird scene.
A lot of sausage.
Oh. But it was an interesting collection of people, because what, there was over 200,000 people in, I think 201,000 is what the number that I saw.
205.
Oh, 205.
They had to turn people away.
Because, well, the population of Green Bay, Wisconsin is 105,000 people. So they almost doubled the size of Green Bay, Wisconsin with the draft. Boy.
Where are they all staying? There's no way they have enough rooms for that. No. You have to be staying in the outer cities.
Or little towns. KOAs. You got the campgrounds going on. I don't know.
I mean, it seemed like
well, there's every two Packer options. Fan. You got the KOAs and the DUIs. One of those two things probably happened.
Yeah, Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. Adrian Peterson was at the Vikings draft party.
Oops.
And he got a DUI on the way home at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness, man.
Well, the draft party, I guess.
No.
That's the after party.
No, that's all. Goodness gracious.
Oops.
All right, but the draft, first pick, everybody knew it.
Also,
Cam Ward.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
Ten minutes, dog, come on.
Well, I don't get why they always use all the time. Now, especially with the number one pick, it should be, yep, we know who we're drafting, boom, done, pick is in, we want Cam Ward. What are we waiting for?
Commercials.
The TV window?
Yeah.
Well, it's either the TV window, or honestly, even if it is a slam dunk like that, maybe you hang on for those, 8 to 10 minutes just to see if somebody's dumb enough to throw, a ridiculous package at you.
No, that's not going to happen. But
I mean, there are teams like the Browns and Cowboys.
Cam Ward went number one overall, and all of these deals are done so far in advance. You already know, right? The conversations are happening. It's not just like, oh, hey, by the way, they're on the clock now. We should give them a call. We should call them now. You know, that's as it gets a little bit later and the draft board starts sorting itself out. But fireworks came at number two with the Jaguars giving up a haul to get Travis Hunter. They get the number two pick and swap fourth round picks with the Cleveland Browns. And they also got a sixth round pick. But what Cleveland got, they moved down three spots, get a second round pick, swap in the fourth round picks, and then Jacksonville gave up their first round pick next season. That is quite a bit for a team that's a move that a team makes that is close. Jacksonville making that move to get Travis Hunter, you're not close.
Fart hammer.
So we talked about this with Seth Walder yesterday and the expected value and the idea of trading up versus trading back. In his grade, he gave the Jaguars a B-, the Browns a B. And he said that the expected value, because 2 and 5, while there is a gap that's still high there, the math on the expected value is only slightly in favor of the Browns here. I find that hard to believe, but...
Well, they get next year's first-round
pick. That's what I said.
Jacksonville ain't going to be that good this year. I can tell you that much. But they could be... Rust, let's go to our Jags insider, Jeff Rust. Okay. It's a bold move if you think maybe you can just spin it as like, hey, we got a guy who plays two positions. So basically that's like two first round picks we used right there. Mm-hmm. Right there. Two for the price of one.
So we don't need next year's.
No.
They scored this.
Get rid of it.
They scored this as slightly less value than what the Texans gave up to go get Will Anderson.
Yeah. All right. Well, but next year's first is alarming. And mm-hmm. You know, that may change based on what next year's first round pick is. Because if it's 32, which I don't think anybody is anticipating the Jacksonville Jaguars winning the Super Bowl next year, if it's 32, then yeah, it's not that big of a hit.
If it's bottom 12,
ain't going to happen.
It's fine.
But I thought it was great for the Browns because the Browns also filled the need that they needed to fill.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you needed help on the interior of the defensive line. We were talking about, all right, well, do you go Travis Hunter or do you go Abdul Carter?
Mm-hmm.
And is Abdul Carter a guy that maybe fits what you want to do a little bit better? Because then you would have Myles Garrett and Abdul Carter. Well, when you move down to five, now it's like, okay, really fix what you need to be fit, what needs fixing, which is the interior of your defensive line. You get Mason Graham at five and you get some more capital. I think that's a win for Cleveland.
Yeah, no, I do too. And it was kind of funny because we started hearing that Mason Graham may fall down to like 7, 8, 9. And I'm like, how?
Mm.
I watched this dude play. How? Like he's an absolute monster. And the idea that he was going to fall past that point just didn't make any sense to me. Like, what was the last time we had somebody that was that big, that disruptive in both the pass and the run game in the interior defensive line?
Well, there's a few of them this year. I mean, but yeah.
But I mean, like, he was the dude this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, the whole idea that he was going to fall never really sat in my head right. But yeah, no, like, weirdly enough, this is the Browns doing it right.
Liam Cohen, the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, you may know him from
Duval
fame.
Oh, God, don't remind me.
I've been saying this for over a year now. Travis Hunter is a better wide receiver than he is a corner. He tries to bait guys too much playing corner. He has got great ball skills, and he recovers because of his athleticism. He is a better receiver right now than he is a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how the Jags are planning to use him.
It's a little bit more than a we'll see, but we do have to be fluid throughout, right? We'll have a plan right now of primarily on offense with learning the defensive system and practicing on the defensive side of the ball as well throughout this offseason program. And then as we continue to grow, we have to be fluid throughout this whole process. We've had multiple conversations at length with athletic training, equipment, sports science, coaching, equipment, everybody involved about this process and what it's going to look like moving forward. So we have a plan in place, and that's really where we'll start.
Offense.
Yeah.
More to learn. He's better at it.
70-30?
Yeah.
60-40.
I think it's going to be more.
80-20?
Yeah. Think about this. When you're thinking of playing in the NFL and playing both ways in the NFL, mm-hmm. in his division, now we know where he's going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If he is to play corner and wide receiver, twice a year he will play the Texans, mm-hmm. the Colts, and the Titans. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
That means he would go from one side of the ball defending Nico Collins mm-hmm. to then having Derek Stingley Jr.
Mm-hmm.
defending him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's just with the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to Tennessee where he'll have to defend Calvin Ridley
mm-hmm.
and then have Legarius Sneed defending him.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to Indy, and you will have Michael Pittman that you will have to guard, mm-hmm. and then Chavarius Ward be the number one corner defending you.
Mm-hmm.
That is far more taxing on you physically than anything you ever faced in college.
Yeah, despite the quarterback play being subpar outside of Stroud.
Just this year, they also will play Kansas City, where he'll have to defend Xavier Worthy and then be defended by Trent McDuffie.
Uh-huh.
They play Denver, where you'll have to defend Cortland Sutton and then be defended by
Pat Surtain.
They play the Bengals, Jamar Chase, and then Cam Taylor-Britt. They will play the Seahawks, where he'll have to defend and chase Jaxon Smith-Njigba all over the field
mm-hmm.
and then have Reek Woolen in his grill.
Yeah.
That is where you go, the NFL is a different animal.
Yeah, you're not getting plays off.
you have no plays off, and you have got to be on your, you can't be baiting guys on the defensive side of the ball and hope your athleticism wins out, because he is an elite athlete. Mm-hmm. Every single one of those guys that I just read off, dude, also elite athletes.
And that's the thing is, like, yeah, I don't want to take away from Travis Hunter, because his endurance as an endurance athlete,
crazy,
is truly one of a kind.
Yeah.
Like, he is, like, his ability to play that many snaps, even at the college level, is insane. And because he was productive, incredibly productive on both sides of the ball. Like, you didn't see, like, this massive drop-off on either side of the ball. He was an electric wide receiver and a ball hawk game changer on defense. And for that to be even a possibility shows just how truly unique his athleticism and endurance is.
Pretty crazy.
But when you get to the NFL, everyone is a freak.
Yep.
There's no, like, when you're picking on guys, you're picking on the lesser freaks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, even the lesser, like, the fringe guy, if you were on the fourth wide receiver or whatever, like, that dude was very likely an all-conference dude wherever he came from.
They're the best player on their team. Every player is the best player on their team.
So it's going to be, it's definitely one of the things I'm interested to see, just how effective he can be, not on one side, but both sides.
Yeah.